AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. Big old hand clap there for you. Yes, we appreciate you. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live at kdow.biz. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC30, Small Business Concierge 30, my SBC 30. Yes, welcome into the show. Welcome in, welcome in. I always love saying welcome in. 2024, here we are, looking to have a remarkable year. I want small businesses to have a ridiculously remarkable year, and that might sound like a pie in the sky. We're going to talk a little bit about the small business statistics, what Forbes is saying, where they're getting their information, of course, from the Small Business Administration and the U.S. Census Bureau and all of those great places that are telling us about small businesses. If you are a small business, if you're an aspiring small business, I like to think of an aspiring entrepreneur, zero years to 2 years, got to learn a few things, get some bumps and bruises along the way, that's going to happen. And then our startups, 1 to 5 years, and our existing seasoned businesses, 5+ years. What makes a great business? What kind of business do you want to be in 2024 if you do not have a mentor or coach or someone consulting you that is an expert in business, small business development? You are losing. Really, to put, here's an interesting statistic from 2023. The average revenue of a small business throughout this country in 2023 was $50,934. And if I could see you raise your hands, we know that $50,934 in Silicon Valley Bay Area is no bueno. That's not good. Not good at all. Not good at all. And if you are in maybe another state like Idaho or places, small towns around the country, that might fly. But that is really an incredibly low rate. And we want to improve that. And I want to help you improve that. Wherever you're at in the country, I want to help you improve your revenue. And there's different ways of doing that. And one of the ways of doing that is to get connected to us. And we'll share a little bit about that later in the show. Here's another interesting statistic. I like studying and writing about why small businesses fail at an alarming rate. Why are they failing at an alarming rate in comparison to business births or openings? We call them births and openings, or if they're deaths, we call them deaths as well. Closures, right? You got business births and you got business deaths. 93% of small and medium-sized businesses recognize that mentoring, coaching, consulting, getting help helps them succeed in business, And only 25% of small business owners, not the business, the owners, have a mentor or coach, someone consulting them and helping them. Another fun fact, this should really make you think. If you're out there and you're a business owner, you're thinking about business, being an entrepreneur, doing it alone is not the way to go. Making $50,000, $51,000 a year, seriously, you're not making any money. You might as well go back to being an employee. You'll make more money probably, and you get benefits and all of that. $50,000, that's hard work and not going anywhere fast, unfortunately. And I'm going to give you some hard facts today, some hard, because I want you to grow. I want you to really think about what you're doing wrong that is keeping you from really being ridiculously successful in your business, really putting you on a pathway of success where you get to a place where we call it disengagement, that you can disengage and you can be the CEO that's helping to grow and build your business and making power deals in your business, in your station. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So, inquiring minds want to know, small businesses that have mentors, coaches, this is the deal, guys, increase their success rate by 60%. By 60%. I've been on air here for, 12 years now, and I keep telling you this great information. Do your business plan. Your business model is how you make money. It's how any business makes money. It's how you make money. Do your business model canvas. If you are an aspiring entrepreneur and you have not done anything yet, do your idea assessment. Do these things. Get a coach. Get a mentor. Get resources in your hands. If you are one of our clients who are in our small business fitness, have a small business fitness membership, the whole point of that membership is to give you a leg up, to get you in that, being that one of those 60% that puts you on track to be successful. Wouldn't you like to disengage? You get to that success level and you'd like to disengage in your business. We want you to be able to disengage in your business and really create the business that you want. We start strong. You're like, oh, this is great. The honeymoon's on. We start strong. Somewhere you fizzle out. Somewhere someone's telling you, oh, don't do the business plan. They're antiquated. They're not antiquated. They're plans. You will never get around planning and all kinds of plans, not just business plans, strategic plans, SOSTIC plans, your digital marketing plan, cash building your flow charts, building standard operating procedures. When you go to work for a company, you go to work for a Fortune 100 company, you know what they have in place? You know what they have in the infrastructure? The infrastructure. They have all of the things, all of the manuals, and you go in and you have to read the employee manual and you have to sign it, you know, to say that you read it. Most of you don't read it and just sign it and you didn't really read it, but you sign it anyway. Someone had to put all of that in place. Someone had to put the bookkeeping in place. Why are you doing your bookkeeping on Excel? It's not a bad place to start, but it shouldn't be the finish line. You can't pull any, the reports, the type of reports you want to pull from it. You can build everything, but there's resources out there to help you do business better. BSense is a great organization for accounting and bookkeeping and QuickBooks and all of these things, and they're making it difficult for you to make money. And to not just to make money while you sleep. And that's what you want to do. You want to make money while you sleep. Forbes has an article that they have released. They actually released it a while ago, but it's a small business statistics of 2024. It's been updated, right? They do new iterations of this, and the original update was December 2022. So now they have the 2024 version of this. And I thought this was so fascinating. So there's some things that haven't changed. We know that 99.9% of all the businesses in the United States are small businesses. I say it all the time. California has 99.8% of small businesses. 99.8% of small businesses. And if you take that number and it says only 25% of them have mentors or have coaches based on our statistics. What? That's crazy. And I'm telling you, you increase your success rate if you have a mentor by 60%. I'm working with a client that I'm really excited to be working with. We've been working together for several months now. And when she first reached out to me, we do Thumbtack attracting and all of that came through Thumbtack. Thank you, Thumbtack. And she was really just frustrated, ready to do something else. You know why? Because the honeymoon wore off. I said, the honeymoon wore off. We're great starters. And I began to triage. And as I learned more about her business, I'm like, you could be doing this, you could be doing this, and we're going through this. And now she's got her fire back. I just literally got off a call with her today. Has her fire back, has the next chapter, the next vision for her business. She was going to stop and start all over. Why? You put all of this time and effort into this business and all of a sudden the honeymoon's worn off because you don't know where to go next. And that's our jobs as mentors and business coaches and consultants to help you navigate when things get unclear, to help you take those next steps, to continue to scale your business. And I am excited to say she is on track to a whole nother level, whole nother level. I'm talking high six figures, low seven figure numbers to start with. That's not the finish line. So what is Forbes saying? What is Forbes saying about, let's talk a little bit about income. And we're going to get into how many employees changes your revenue potential, your revenue capacity. I've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to dig into it a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW.
We're back. We are back. Call me, 1-800-516-1220. What's your pain point in your business? What is a pain point? And you might call in and say, it's marketing. I can't get my sales going. Do you have a marketing plan? Are you sure you have your market targeted correctly? A lot of reasons that small businesses are not really, we're 99.9% of businesses in this country. We should be crushing it. One of the statistics here in Forbes is absolutely jaw-dropping to me. It bothers me when you think you don't need a website as a small business. Nearly one out of three businesses still don't have a website. Why? Why? If you are serious about business, you will do the things that a business does. You will put in place the infrastructure that you need to put in place. Over 25% of business is conducted online. Over 3/4 of shoppers visit a business's website before they go to your location. So if you're a brick and mortar, they're going to go check you out. They're going to go check you out. So you really need to think about all of these things that you didn't think about. I got this new client. So you know that I work with the Small Business Development Center, NorCal SBDC. SBDC is a federal program. It's overseen by the Small Business Administration, federal program. Consulting and advising is free to you. A lot of training and workshops that may be free. Most of them are free. Sometimes there's a nominal cost. And so they'll send us clients. Hey, you got a new client. Can you reach out to them? Great. I reached out to this new client. It was so amazing to me. We had to both agree. We both agreed that I am not the coach for you, because they didn't want to do any of the infrastructure work. They just wanted to sell, sell, sell. I've worked for Fortune 500 companies, and I know what I'm doing, and I don't want to talk about the business plan. And I was just trying to triage. I was just trying to see where she was at, and I couldn't get a word in. I could get a sentence in here or there. And I'm like, okay, time out. You're on a fast track to failing. And she didn't want to waste my time. I certainly didn't want it wasted, but I agreed. I said, yes, I am not a coach for you. I can't even find out basic information about what you want to do and how you want to do it or what industry you're in, because you don't want to do any of the infrastructure for us to even gauge. It's like going to the doctor and says, no, I don't want to talk about having a cold or the flu. I want to talk about, oh my gosh. Sometimes I'm just going to say it out there for you guys that are working for Fortune 500 and 100 and 1,000 companies. When you start businesses, you can be very challenging to deal with. And I've worked in a lot of industries. I've worked for the government. I've worked for the United States federal government and the military space, working as a government employee and worked for the state and worked for different organizations over the years, many, many years. And C-level executives or executives or supervisors, and there's this arrogance. You guys can be a bit arrogant. I'm just being real here. And you're uncomfortable with taking new information that you feel like you should know. You're already there. You're not there, and it's okay. And the things that you're doing in your day job at working for these Fortune 1000 companies certainly can give you leverage and add value. But I promise you, if you have never run a business, if you have never started a business, and I remember years ago, I had Ernst & Young on, and on commercial break, we were laughing because you don't even know anything until you've lost a couple of businesses. I'm just, because it teaches you things. I'm not saying I want your business to fail. I'm saying you guys are hard-headed when it comes to trying to utilize or get resources. SBDC are free resources. I don't know. I think, you know, if you want to pay for my services, I'll charge you a lot of money for it and give you the same information that I would give if you're starting out, that I would give an SBDC client who's getting everything for free. Sure, call me anytime. I'm just saying, what is going on? I want you guys to be successful. This person was so diplomatically arrogant, I thought, I can't work with you. You're right, because you're not going to listen. I can't even get a word in edgewise. Why? Because she's thinking that she's inside the Fortune 100 company or 500 company, 1,000 company. This is how we act, rather than shifting her mindset and growth mindset to really get the resources, the information, the education to build a strong business system. I know no one in a Fortune 1000 company or any company for that matter, and I'm talking about big business, are doing everything. They're not doing all the jobs. They're not learning every, that is ridiculous. Why would you come into your business thinking that that's how you would need to run it? Just saying. Just on my soapbox here. If you're offended, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and you can tell me how offended you are. But my point is that you need help. Small businesses are failing repeatedly. Only 5% of businesses, small businesses, exceed $1 million. Come on. I've got to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to tell you some more statistics, revenue statistics, when we get back. Having a little fun with you, but hopefully you get my heart, really, to help you have a remarkable business starting out. And if you start out with the right resources and tools and foundation, you really can go far, farther, faster. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're on the edge. We're on the edge today. We're on the edge today. Seriously, hopefully some of these numbers would alarm you as well. I don't like to see businesses fail. My first company, I tell the story from time to time, failed after being in business for 7 years when the housing market crashed and we had nothing to do with the housing market. We're an audio video production company. But because the economy crashed so hard from the housing market bubble bursting that resonated around the world, really, it impacted us. And so when you don't do the initial homework and then initial work, the infrastructure, you can have difficult results. And I'd written a 52-page business plan. What I didn't put in that business plan was an exit strategy. I didn't know back then, this is more than 20 years ago, I didn't know back then that an exit strategy would be important. The other thing is not utilizing the web for the business. We could have certainly saved the business, I think, if we had have done some online videos and vignettes. So I learned a lot from that. I learned a lot from my own pain. I'm qualified to talk to you about what loss looks like. I built a six-figure company. I was on track to be a multiple single-digit million-dollar company. We had projected up to about $3 million. So I know something about building the right infrastructure. What we didn't see coming was the housing market impacting my audio video multimedia production company. We were blindsided. And what I've learned since then, what I learned since then, that experience many, many moons ago, and paying back money that we owed. We'd gotten a lot of money from loans, almost $250,000 in funding. It was great. It was great until it wasn't. So I'm not talking to you and getting on my soapbox because I don't know. I'm saying I do know. And I've had the privilege of running different types of businesses since then. And I have not had another business failure. I have not. Okay. And so I want you to have the successes that your business, and you might have different iterations of that. So be okay with transitioning if you need. 1 in 5 businesses fail within the first year. It used to be, right? Businesses, you're going to fail within 5 years. Businesses are failing remarkably faster. And if you look at the data, I've done a lot of research on this. We can see how business failures and closures, it's like a race. They're like almost neck and neck at times, at different periods. I've got to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to share a little bit more of the failure rates and revenue potential and capacities. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. All things small business, absolutely fantastic. I'm going to share a little bit towards the end of this segment on the opportunity to work with me, for me to coach you, to mentor you, to help you get on track this year with your business. And we'll do that, as I said, at the end of this segment, towards the end of this segment or the final segment. But I want to give you some more of these statistics because this is the reality of what's happening with small businesses around the nation. So we came out of the last segment mentioning that 1 in 5 businesses fail within the first year, and that adds up. So the first year, 20% of businesses fail. Second year, 30%. By year 5, 50% of those businesses will have failed. There's a reason for that. There's things that are not being done that, and again, not having mentorship puts you on a fast track to making mistakes. Don't go it alone. I may not be the coach for you or the mentor for you, but get one. And like I said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with us. Our fitness center, our small business fitness center. Get your skin in the game. Be willing to learn. And I'm telling you, humility goes a long way when you are an entrepreneur and being willing to learn what you don't know. It's not, entrepreneurship is not intuitive. It is not something that you come into and you just know how to be an entrepreneur. It's just not the truth. And it's okay, whatever your experience has been in the workplace. If you're an entrepreneur, you should be a lifelong learner. It will go a long, long way. Let's talk about some of the other revenue numbers. The average small business makes about $53,000 in revenue. 81% of U.S. small businesses have no employees. The average revenue for a self-employed, and we want to create business systems, I want to get you definitely out of the self-employed business, is $44,000. Now, it gets interesting when you start bringing in employees, when you start bringing in some help. your range can be $387,000 in revenue to $40.7 million. Oh my gosh. OMG. That's where we want to get you to. 1 to 4 employees, average annual income, $347,000. 5 to 9 employees going to get you into that $1 million, $1.8 million range. The Small Business Administration considers a small business fewer than 500 employees. So 100 to 499 employees gets you around $40.77 million. Where do you want to be? Where do you want, what track path do you want your small business to take this year? I certainly, if I were you, would be targeting getting into that six-figure range. The average small business makes about $100,000 in revenue per employee. And certainly you have expenses and all of that, but I'm trying to draw a picture for you on what your capacity and how your capacity, revenue capacity changes when you start hiring, when you start bringing in support. You're not doing it all yourself. You want to grow in a smart, intelligent, methodical, well-planned out business system. Business systems, I like to say, you're making money while you sleep. And this is where you want to go. We've got a lot of great businesses out there. I work with so many wonderful small businesses. I've got a business right now that I've been working with now for, it's going into our, we're going into our second year. And they're on track. I said it a year and a half ago when I started working with them, that they were on track then. If we could have gotten them funding, because sometimes things limit you from being able to scale the way that you want to scale, that they were on track in their first year to be a $500,000 company. They just about did $500,000 this last year. They're on track to double that, to be a $1 million company. And part of that, we have gotten them their first round of funding, $100,000, on track to get more funding. What am I saying? You need mentors. You need support. And I'll be interviewing them. And you'll, if you're one of our members, you'll see their testimony in our Small Business Fitness Center. That being said, let me talk to you a little bit about our Small Business Fitness Center and what we're doing. We have done a lot of upgrades and working over the holiday season to make the Small Business Fitness Center of the Small Business Concierge business to make it easier for you to determine what you should be working on. It's a lot of fitness, doing it yourself. You can contact us. You can outreach to us. There's videos. There's growth, all kinds of growth videos, monthly coaching videos. We have our last year of our coaching videos that we started doing in January 2023. If you are nonprofit and you're looking for grants, or small business looking for grants and opportunities, we have a grant membership, readiness membership, a lot of resources out there for you to grow and build. I've got to get out of this segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on Bay Area's AM 1220 KDO, Debbie Bayer's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our hour. And hopefully you're looking at these statistics and it's fueling you to make a change. Make a change. There's a couple of more before we get out of here today. On average, 40% female business owners earn 40% in revenue, 40% less in revenue than their male counterparts in small business. For example, by gender. First year, year one, female average revenue is $50,000. The male average income is $75,000. Year two, $59,000 for female average annual revenue. Male average annual revenue, $91,000. Year four, $68,000 for the female average annual revenue, and male average annual revenue is $104,000. Wow. That gap just keeps growing from a gap of $25,000 to about $36,000. Something wrong with those numbers. Something wrong with female entrepreneurs being able to keep up with our male counterparts. And so we want to be competitive. We want to reach higher revenue numbers. I want to see women business owners easily exceed six figures, easily growing it to six, seven figure income range, right? Now, by ethnicity, the average small business revenue by race and ethnicity for Asians, whites, Hispanic, Latino, and blacks. Blacks make the least $50,539,000. Hispanic, Latino, $53,705,000 on average in annual revenue. White, Caucasian owners make $55,549 as a small business owner in Asian community, $56,808. And so there's some variances between each one of these groups. Why is that? Inquiring minds want to know. And if you're out there and you're a small business owner, an aspiring small business owner, a startup, or an existing business, and you want to go to your next level, reach out to me. My company is here to be a benefit to small businesses. We're looking at these stats. We are designing programs and resources and videos that you can access in the Small Business Fitness Center to help you grow. And we have coaches and consultants that we can pair you with. I am not the only coach on the planet, but we have resources that benefit you. And not only that, is that we extend our coaching and small business resources to mass media. Small businesses do not leverage mass media, our digital catalog, our digital magazine. And so reach out to me at On the Edge, at Business on the Edge. Get one of our annual memberships. We have really, really decreased that price for you to be in an annual program to get you pointed in the right direction. If you want to be a six-figure, seven-figure company, connect with us and we will help you get on that track and pathway, especially my women out there. We really need to build more business, gain more revenue, really get competitive with our male counterparts out there. You guys are doing great. You guys are crushing it as usual, but we need to grow a little bit more. We need our women in business to take it to the next level in your businesses. And so these are just statistics for you to think about. But again, 60% of small businesses, you increase your success rate when you're working with a mentor, when you're working with a coach, by 60%. Why wouldn't you want to do that? If you want to go deeper, you want to go to the next level, you want to have the right tools to put you on that track, connect with me, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. I will send you our resources. I will be glad to get on a Zoom call with you and just kind of triage you. We can set something up within the next couple of weeks, but I want to see you do great in 2024. This is the year that you can go from average, you know, that average is out there. You can go from average to remarkable. Come on and be a remarkable business. And if you want to get these statistics and what I'm using, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. You can get a copy of the resources that I'm using, Forbes and Zapia, the career expert, and help you just kind of put this in your mind on this is what's really happening. And you know, none of us can sidestep the realities of the statistics, but get in and get the work done. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leaders. Be remarkable out there, you small business owners, and be good to someone.